Lap.
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 Lap. Hey, yeah. What up, lap? Lap.
Lap reminds me of just acts of aggression by gym teachers. On a good day, the gym teacher, you know, who doesn't really want to do anything, you know, his for some reason the extensive training that you go through to be a gym teacher has not prepared him for whatever is happening that day. He's very concerned with the state of his belly, whatever. You know, on a good day, he sends you off, hands everybody basketballs, has you play basketballs. On a bad day, he has you run laps around the gym, around the track, whatever. It's a bad deal. And I don't see why the gym class teacher has to take that out on the students. There's, you know, what have we done necessarily to make him angry? It's not cool by me. Lap.
Lap. Last week, we think of my cousin Debbie's wedding. And the fact that I saw a cousin that I hadn't seen in a long time, my cousin Diane. Diane was a model for a while, if I remember correctly. I was 13 and a raging pot of hormones. And my cousin Diane and I didn't really see very often, so she didn't register as a, you know, a blood relative on my hormonal meter. And we had to drive, a bunch of us had to drive in a car, and my mom's, there wasn't a whole lot of room in the car. And my aunt said, "Oh, well, what are we going to do with all the kids?" And my mom went, "Don't worry, Diane can sit on Eric's lap." Diane was like 2 years older than me, 2 or 3 years older than me. I have never been more horrified, terrified, and just abysmally, abysmally sad. But at the same time, wonderfully excited and delighted by a whole new world of possibilities opening up before me. Like a blooming rose. Needless to say, I managed to not embarrass myself. Oh, I think I did. You know, if... No, there was no embarrassment involved. So I'm not really sure, you know, what happened there. But it was almost as bad as I thought it would be, though. But in a very good way. So, lap.
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 This is where you go for piano lessons?
Yes, this is where you go for piano lessons. You must be little Timmy Timmersons.
Yes, that's me.
Hi, Timmy Timmersons. I am Dr. Zhivago, your piano teacher.
Dr. Zhivago, I've heard that name somewhere.
No, you haven't.
Oh, okay.
So, why don't you sit down right here at the piano?
All right.
I know, this is a piece of music. Have you ever seen music before? Sheet music? Have you ever seen sheet music before?
I've heard music, but...
Have you ever seen sheet music before, Timmy? Answer the question.
No,
you have not. Okay, well, this is what it looks like. Take a good look at it. You see?
Okay, lines. I see the lines.
You see lines, some dots?
Shapes. I see dots,
too. Okay, this is a Rachmaninoff piece.
Rachmaninoff.
Play it.
Okay.
Right, that's enough. Very good, very good. You graduate. Okay, thank what? You.
How did I do that?
Don't ask.
I just did it?
Yes, you just did it. I just bullied you into it.
Wow.
Why don't you make me some creme brulee?
Go make me creme brulee. You're the most amazing teacher...
Have you ever heard of creme brulee?
I'll do it.
Just go make me some creme brulee.
Okay. We're in the kitchen. If he wants creme brulee, he's got to have the ingredients for creme brulee.
I don't have the ingredients for creme brulee!
How am I gonna make creme brulee?
Toby?
Yes?
I don't know what to do, because, that girl that I wanted to ask to homecoming, she thought I was 14, and I'm not 14, I'm 20.
That's a problem.
I thought that my $1,500 worth of dental work would have made me look older.
Perhaps the teeth weren't the right place to focus.
But you didn't think the right place to focus would have been, Toby.
Maybe we could import some facial hair? I don't know.
That would be good, maybe. You think we could get some imported facial hair?
Probably not in time. We're gonna have to go to a different measure.
I know musical notation very well, so you're just gonna have to cut to the chase.
I understand. Let's put a hat on you. Let's get a hat.
Okay. My dad's got a beanie.
I don't know if that's gonna go.
Well, they actually call it a yarmulke.
Alright, if the hat's all we've got available and it's the beanie, then let's put a bumper sticker on the hat.
Alright, how about that? My dad's got one that says,
something political and edgy is what I'm looking for.
My dad's got one that says, I have an honor student at St. Procopius High School.
Well, you know that.
Political energy?
I guess that implies that you're old enough to have reproduced.
Okay.
Of course, the world's childbearing generation being what it is.
The largest world has ever seen.
Yeah, it could be as young as 16, but that's an increase.
It is an increase.
All right, let's get that beanie on your head.
Okay, it's on.
All right. Well, you're looking older in my eyes, so let me tell you that.
You go to biocoming with me?
No go, son.
Damn.
And I don't mean son in a parental sort of way, either.
Honey!
Yes?
I was wondering about something.
What were you wondering about?
All those, half-waterlogged chocks?
Yes?
You seen them? Lately!
I haven't been over to the .5 garage lately. I guess I could go.
Well, I went over there and, where a .5 child was there.
Yes?
But all the chooks were gone.
Our .5 child is responsible for the disappearance of the waterlogged chocks?
Yeah, he may have, ingested the chocks.
Have you seen the .5 child lately?
Somehow you've intimidated me into making the finest creme brulee I've...
in the land.
I can't even make good macaroni and cheese. I botch ramen, and I've made creme brulee. Your intimidation techniques are incredible, Dr. Zhivago.
Yes, thank you. Now take off your pants.
What? I don't know if I feel okay about that. I certainly appreciate it, and I'm willing to pay you a very generous hourly stipend, but as much as $199.95.
All right, that'll be good. Give it to me in cash now.
Oh. Well, gee, that's a lot of lunch money. Here and here and here, and this is... Oh, now I'm getting into my lunch money for my junior year of college. Here...
Oh, very good, very good. Now leave.
Oh, but there's so much I could learn from you, Dr. Zhivago.
All right, fine. Lacquer my floor.
I don't know if I want to learn that necessarily.
Lacquer!
Yes, sir.
All right, should I look older? I'm good, okay? I'm going to go ask her.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay. Ellie Mae?
Yes?
Hi. How are you?
I'm sorry. Have you lost your mother?
I'm 20 years old. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, you're such a little darling.
No, I thought I would drive all the way over here just to let you know that I'm 20.
Was your mother in produce? We could go looking for her. Did you lose her at the shopping market?
Ellie Mae, I'm in your math class.
Oh, you goofy.
I'll kill you.
Little children threatening me. That's creepy.
Toby!
Yeah?
Can I stab her in the neck?
Well, it depends on what your long-term goals are.
Honey!
What?
Our .5 child is now a gigantic mutant! Rampaging above the city!
Oh man, not again.
Yeah, he's destroying a lot of property. I hope we won't be held responsible for this.
Alright, well, I'll get on the intranet and go to www.littlerobotboy.com.
While you're there, buy some more chocks. If we get them waterlogged, we may be able to market this to the army.
Alright, will do. Man, it's getting late, Mark.
Yeah.
No one do it to the show.
I don't know, eat some pie. Yeah. Pretty much.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, the phone again.
That's your guy, you get it, man.
I hope it's not those girls with the, I'm 14, I'm 20, stop hitting me with my mother, my sister, my daughter, my father, my brother. It's like Faye Dunaway on speed.
Although I would love to improv with John Huston.
I would.
That would be. Well, you want?
All right, I'm good. Hello, hello. WFTOHL's in. The little robot boy. Yeah, hold on. It's for you.
Okay, hang on.
So let's talk to the little robot boy.
My, you're not a friend to children. You hate children, in fact. You're going to destroy the city? Well, that's terrible. Well, I'm going to have to stop you. As soon as the other DJs get here. Eric?
Yeah.
There's apparently a gigantic mutant above the city. There was, it says there was terrible industrial accident, you know, notable lack of articles included in the speech. And now there's a gigantic mutant above city and destruction is huge. So apparently, you know, they actually, the world actually needs my robot punch fists.
Well, you better get out there, little robot punch boy.
I guess I better.
I'll hold the fort down until the other DJs arrive.
Okay, I'm off.
Okay. All right, left blown in the studio. Big red and yellow buttons. I don't know what these do. Well, let's start hitting stuff and find out. Okay, that was obviously not a good button to hit.
You know, I was hesitant when we started, but this is the best floor I've ever lacquered.
Your lacquering floor skills have definitely come along.
I never thought that I could say that my soul went into a floor lacquering, but did it ever?
Yes, it did.
Well, I think I've learned all I can learn from you, Dr. Zhivago.
I think it's time for you to get the hell out of my house, then.
Perhaps there's something I could do in return for you. You've given me so much. Perhaps if you could spare a few minutes and tell me a little bit about your life, I could write a story based on you.
Really?
Sure.
Would it be good?
Well, if you drive me the way you've driven me to play the piano and make creme brulee and lacquer floors, it could be one of the world's masterpieces.
Will it be a love story for all time?
If you say so, sir.
Let's get it on.
Little Timmy Timmerson grew up and wrote Dr. Zhivago. And now you know the rest of the story. Dun dun!
Dun dun!
I think Eric was mouthing, "We've got to end the show."
Yeah, no, we don't. But just that was the perfect ending. That was such a great ending.
Well, it was kind of sweet.
Encompassed so much of what we had done all day.
Turns out well for everyone except the, you know, kid.
Yeah, but who ate the waterlogged chocks?
No, not well. I mean, you know, he gets, you know, live out his life as, you know,
right, as a mutant radioactive
fight
above
the city.
Baby.
He comes back from the sequel, presumably.
Well, yeah,
they always do. No matter how many bombs are thrown at them.
Yeah. Just keep hurling the bombs.
Well, Natasha and presumably Jason, although we didn't hear from him, do apologize to their listeners because they are running late, unfortunately, for their show. And, you know, hold up. It's a very urgent thing that's going on. They will be here as soon as possible, so we're being called upon. That's a crisis. We don't have a show plan. What the hell are we going to do?
Call the crisis nursery.
Ding, 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 ding. Do you have room?
Yeah, hold on.
Hey, you kicked the kid with juvenile diabetes and a lack of insulin out.
He's not doing so well.
I don't care. We got a radio show coming in. Stand.